We can now see how it happened. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Air Force has released footage of how Russia took down that U.S. drone over the Black Sea.
The video is about 40 seconds long. It shows the Russian Su-27, what U.S. forces call a flanker, coming up from behind the Russian jet, seen dumping fuel, which appears to instantly vaporize after it hits the air. After one successful pass, here comes again, taking a second pass with the Pentagon called recklessly coming approaching, and the collision taking place, and the drone was destroyed.
Fox's Lucas Tomlin. And Republican Congressman August Pfluger, a former fighter pilot, just told Fox it was a brazen act by Russia.
These drones only maneuver 30 to 40 degrees. It's obvious that this was on purpose.
Russia's trying to retrieve the drone that's now thousands of feet underwater, but the U.S.'s top general says they won't get much. They've taken action to protect any U.S. intelligence. Another freight train went off the tracks, this time in northern Arizona near the California border. But unlike last month's Norfolk Southern toxic derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, BNSF Railway reports no hazardous spills. It happened after Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer called on the National Transportation Safety Board to investigate all major railroad safety, not just Norfolk Southern, questioning what new regulations are needed.
I need answers. We all need answers. America needs answers to these questions so we can make meaningful change in the rail industry.
The U.S. banking system remains sound. That's what Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen plans to tell a Senate hearing today after the failures of Silicon Valley and Signature Banks. That worry has spilled overseas, where Credit Suisse's stock is rebounding the day after a plunge when its top shareholder, the Saudi National Bank, said it would not deposit any more money to avoid regulations.
Credit Suisse Group Thursday says it intends to borrow up to 50 billion Swiss francs, roughly $54 billion U.S. from the Swiss National Bank. Credit Suisse says the move is a decisive action to boost its liquidity.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There have been fewer migrants stopped crossing into the U.S. the first 2 months of this year. 129,000 last month, slightly down from January's encounters. Well below 221,000 in December, which was part of a record surge. Yet, at a House Homeland Security Committee hearing, Republican Chairman Mark Green asked Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz,
"Does DHS have operational control of our entire border?"
"No, sir."
Raul Ortiz testified there's been a staggering 385,000 known gotaways at the border, pushing the total to almost 1.4 million gotaways since the beginning of the fiscal year 2021. Gotaways are a threat because they're the migrants who intentionally do not surrender. Also, Ortiz defended his horseback agents, whom President Biden previously accused of whipping Haitian migrants, and Ortiz described the migrant flow in some areas as a crisis. That's a term the White House avoids.
That's Fox's Matt Finn. A Florida man's years-long nightmare is over. He can now wake up free at home instead of behind bars.
57-year-old Sidney Holmes walked out of prison this week after 3 decades behind bars. That's thanks to a reexamination of his case by the Innocence Project of Florida and a 2.5-year investigation with the Conviction Review Unit of the Broward County State's Attorney's Office. Holmes had been sentenced to 400 years for abetting in a 1988 robbery in Fort Lauderdale by driving the getaway vehicle. The probe found the one witness relied on by the prosecution was unreliable. There was no other evidence linking him to the crime. Tom Graham, Fox News.
On Wall Street, ahead of the Treasury Secretary's testimony about banking concerns, stock futures are down modestly. The NCAA men's tournament bracket set after Arizona State and FDU won last night to join the field of 64 teams today. There are 16 games. Three of the top seeds, Alabama, Houston, Kansas, all play. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.